You are wicked. You are bad.
No, don't try and look innocent. It doesn't wash with me.
Not after what we just did.
See, you are going to put me on Santa's naughty list because... Oh my God, what do I look like? Do you know how long I spent choosing this outfit? I mean, it's our first Christmas. I want... I'm not complaining, darling. I'm not complaining. Believe me. I really enjoyed it. And if I had my way, we would just go right back to bed and we would not see daylight until Boxing Day. But our families are going to be here in 3 hours and we need to get Christmas dinner ready.
What's that?
That. On the table. Did you not
put the turkey in the oven?
Yeah. The turkey that's on the table. The turkey. You didn't. Why didn't you put? I know you were kissing my neck, but fuck. It's fine. No. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. I mean, we've got time. We can. It's frozen. It's still frozen. Darling, I thought I told you to get a fresh turkey. That's not a fresh turkey. Look. I'm banging it. It's solid. It's frozen. Fuck. I'm not panicking. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. It's not like your parents are going to be here. It's not like my parents are going to be here. It's not like it's the first time they're meeting. It's not like, shit, this is a disaster. This is just perfect. I mean, I just wanted one Christmas to go well. One Christmas without any disasters. And, oh, it's not you. It's my fault. Oh, it's my fault. I mean, I forgot that we needed a turkey. Oh, we do need it. It's Christmas. We need a turkey. Yes, I know we have a leg of lamb and a salmon Wellington, but we need to have a turkey. Well, what happens if your parents don't want lamb or fish? We need to have a turkey. I'm not going over the top. I'm not. Okay, slightly over the top. I just want it to be perfect. And it's not perfect because there's a fucking frozen turkey on the table. I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I am. Can you smell burning? Shit! Get out of the oven! Get out of the oven! Oh my God! See? I'm on Santa's naughty list and that's a fucking charcoal. The oven's on 240 degrees. Oh, fuck. I must have knocked it when you had me backed up against the counter. Well, it looks like your parents won't be able to have either lamb or fish or turkey because those two are burnt to fuck and that one's frozen solid. This is perfect. This is... Oh, why am I? could you please just hold me, please? I need a hug because I am panicking. I just wanted it to be nice. I just wanted it to be nice. Why can't I have a nice Christmas? I mean, it's just something always goes wrong. Even when I was a kid, I got bronchitis. Then I got pneumonia and then last Christmas. No, darling. Last Christmas. You saved Christmas. You were my Christmas miracle. I just completely fucked everything else up. I just wanted it to be perfect. This is our first real Christmas. No, last Christmas was real. I mean, like, traditional. I wanted it to be like a Hallmark movie. And now it's just a fucking disaster. I I'm sorry. Well, I've ruined Christmas. Well, of course we've got dessert. We've got 4 desserts. And the gatto. And the rum cake. Lots of rum in that. Maybe if they eat enough cake, we can pretend it's a turkey and they'll be too drunk to notice. I'm sorry, I guess I got caught up with being a domestic goddess. You know, a domestic goddess in the kitchen and... wow. Yes, one of those in the bedroom. I just wanted it to be nice. I just wanted to impress you. Wow, that's insulting. Well, I guess when you put it that way, it is kind of stupid. I just wanted... I mean, last year was... unconventional. I know. You know, last Christmas was the best Christmas I've ever had. Even though we were completely miserable. Stuck in an airport, not able to get home. But I met you. And it was just perfect. We made our own little Christmas. We stole the decoration. I can't believe he did that. Oh, no, no. I was the innocent one until I stole the food. And then we just had our nice little Christmas dinner in the middle of an airport surrounded by grouchy, grumpy. Well, understandably so, but it's just... it was lovely. It was so nice. And I just wanted it to be nice this year. I mean, families. But I guess this shit happens. It just always seems to happen to us. You know, next year, it'll be kind of like Die Hard. You'll have to save me or I'll have to save you. Actually, me saving you would make for a better movie because I would be such a Muppet. It would be funny as fuck. I don't know. I can't believe that's fucking Frozen and those are bad. Just fucking extremes, man. What are we going to do? We can't just have dessert. We can't have... No, Brussels sprouts don't count. I only cooked them for my dad. That does not count. Actually, you know what? Putting them in the oven. And no, don't turn it down. I want to burn the... I'm burning the Brussels sprouts. That's the only thing that deserves to be burnt. That leg of lamb, though. Do you know... oh, my Wellington. Do you know how long I spent on that fucking pastry? I hate pastry! I'm fine. Actually, I'm starting to panic and I need another kiss. Actually, maybe another couple of kisses. Look at me. I'm panicking. Oh no! The Brussels sprouts are burning! Panic. Pure panic. Why am I smiling? Why am I laughing? Okay. I guess we can just have desserts. And burnt Brussels sprouts. Well, I mean, there are potatoes and carrots and pigs in blankets and stuffing and red cabbage. What? What do you think I was spending all my time in here doing? I mean, there's a lot of food. I guess we could quote vegetarian. Oh, pigs in a blanket and stuffing. That's not very veggie. Wait. Oh, you have got to be fucking kidding me. They're here. They're all here. They're at the door. They're actually at there early. Of course they're early, because that's just perfect. And it's fine. It's absolutely fine. I'm going to go and answer the door and everything will be fine. I will laugh about this tomorrow. Not right now, though. I don't know. Merry Christmas. I love you. Next year, let's just go away. Just somewhere far away that it will be like Die Hard. Okay, I guess Christmas has started. Yay, the Brussels sprouts are burning. It's not a total loss. Wow, they are really eager. I mean, they're just leaning on that doorbell. That's the police. And they have guns. Oh, for fuck's sake, what now?